Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Yesterday, we interviewed a legal software company that has joined the SC Launch family of portfolio companies. Today, we are going to learn more about an upstate cybersecurity startup that also recently became an SC Launch portfolio company with an investment of $250,000. Adam Anderson is co-founder of Threat Captain. He joins us now by phone from his company's headquarters in Greenville, South Carolina. Adam, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. This is super special. I've listened to you forever, and I feel like I'm talking to a rock star right now.
You're so kind. Thank you so much for listening. But we're talking about you today, and so tell us about the company and how it all got started.
Yeah, so this is actually my fourth cybersecurity company. You know, I'm kind of on a mission to prove that South Carolina can build world-class cybersecurity startups right out of the upstate using only South Carolina and North Carolina resources. So it's been a journey, but this is definitely the place to do this. We're absolutely having a blast.
This is your fourth cybersecurity startup. So you start one, you sell it, you wait for the non-compete, you start another one. Is that the process?
Yeah, it doesn't make for a great marriage. My wife's not thrilled that I keep pouring our winnings into the next company. So we've got an agreement that when we sell this one, we won't do that again. But you're absolutely right. I tell people that often I'm not a serialpreneur, but sometimes a parallelpreneur. So I always find a way to build a great team so that I have the bandwidth to go look at the thing that's next. That's kind of my modus operandi, is to find the most niche cybersecurity problem I can focus on, build a solution, test the market, and rapidly deploy companies, you know, within 18 months or so.
Okay, and so what is the goal, mission of this particular startup?
Yeah, so Threat Captain is all about bridging the gap between cyber nerd talk and financial nerd talk. So one of the problems we have with cybersecurity is we've got all the tools and all the people are super smart, but when you speak tech at a person who is a CFO or a CEO, you know, honestly, they don't want to hear about the bits and bytes and the new technology. They just want to know, what's the cost if I'm breached? Will cybersecurity insurance cover it? And how should I spend my money to be safe? So Threat Captain is a platform that takes all of the cybersecurity risk and translates it into financial risk that people can actually make business decisions on. So it's a tool for salespeople, particularly managed service providers, that's who we are building this for, to bridge that gap and get to business conversations with decision makers rather than just talking about the cool tech that they do.
Do you have any customers yet? Tell us where we are.
So we're in our second release of our product. So we're production ready. We've got roughly 20 early adopters, but this is a product-led sales effort. So in June, we will be launching officially online. And that's when, gosh, I hope the software works, because here we go.
All right. So, yeah. Well, I mean, it's your fourth one, so I'm sure that you know how to make it work.
Oh, yeah. I'm being a little sarcastic there. We're doing a lot with AI with the development process of it. And so this is literally the fastest and best company I've ever built, where all of our developers are leveraging AI tools. Literally within, gosh, the last couple of months, we've done what usually takes me years to get done.
So is your development team, are they all part of the ownership, or are you contracting all of this work out? Do you have an ownership team?
Yeah, so I've got a co-founder. His name is Brad Powell. He's a Citadel grad and a Clemson grad, so we're keeping it local. He's amazing at sales, where I'm a great product and cyber guy, and so we love to start companies together. This is our second one. As far as our developers go, I've done something kind of interesting. I forced them all to work for my designer. So the person who's in charge about how the humans actually use the technology manages all of our developers. And so our designer has an equity stake, our co-founders have an equity stake, but everyone else is going to ride the ride from a revenue share. And as we gain more and more monthly recurring revenue, everyone's salaries are tied to that. So the rising tide will lift all these boats. So it's a new way of approaching payroll in a startup that I haven't tried before, but I like that I can be super transparent with people right out of the gate.
Well, Adam, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Yeah, thank you. This has been a whole lot of fun.
Adam Anderson is co-founder of Threat Captain. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. And we will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, and you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.